SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
Plenty of time left, Warren, but got to ask you, what do you want to be remembered for?
As a teacher. That would be very flattering if I would feel if that was on my tombstone.
So a teacher, not a great investor.
Yeah, well, I don't do anything in investing. That's complicated. I've just been at it a long time.
They say that success is getting what you want, and happiness is wanting what you get. You ought to be happy where you are working. And I always worry about people who say, you know, I'm going to do this for 10 years. I really don't like it very well. And then I'll do 10 more years of this. And rest. I mean, that's a little like saving up sex for your old age. Not a very good idea.
I've asked people about your genius, whatever we describe it.
No, I'm a bright guy who's terribly interested in what he does. So I've spent a lifetime doing it. I've surrounded myself with people that bring out the best in me. And you don't need to be a genius in what I do. That's the good thing about it. If I went into physics or something, a whole lot of other subjects, I'd be an also-ran. But I am in a game that you don't need. You probably need 120 points of IQ, you know. But 170 doesn't do any better than 120. It may do worse, probably do worse. But you don't really need brains. I bought businesses that happened to be publicly traded, but I became an owner of a business, and I did not care whether a stock went up or down the next day or the next week or the next month or the next year, and I didn't have any idea what it would do. I didn't know what the stock market would do, but I knew businesses.
Let's talk a little bit about Apple. You have a $45 billion stake, more or less. How closely do you follow the company? You know, people are concerned they haven't really introduced any new products.
Well, if you have to closely follow a company, you shouldn't own it.
Really?
No. If you buy a farm, you know, do you go up and look, you know, every couple of weeks to see how far the corn is up? And, you know, do you worry too much about whether somebody says this is going to be a year of low prices because exports are being affected or anything like that? You know, you buy a farm and you hold it for, I've got one farm that I bought in the 1980s and my son runs it, but I've been there once, you know. I mean, it doesn't grow faster if I go and stare at it. You know, I can't cheer for it, you know. More effort, or something like that. And I know there's going to be some years when prices are going to be good and some when the prices aren't going to be good. I know there's years when yields will be better than others. But I bought the farm. And it's a long-term investment.
You know, 90% of the people that buy stocks don't think of them the right way. They think about something that they hope goes up next week. And they think about the market as something they hope goes up. And if it's down, they feel worse. I feel better. And I hope it goes down when I buy it because I'll buy more.
What I like to do first is I like to value the business before I even look at its price. Because if I look at the price of the stock, it will have...
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers. But that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultra vitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
Some impact on my valuation. If I like to go in without having the faintest idea what the stock is selling for, and I look at a stock as a piece of a business, so it's what the business is selling for. So I look at the business first and value it, but I don't really care about a lot of innovations in a market. And in the end, I just want to buy a piece of a business that I feel has a good future, honest and able management, and buy it at the right price. And whether there's an option market attached or any of that sort of thing, it really has no impact on us. We're in the business of buying businesses.
If I had to bet the next 30 years on the fortunes of my family that would be dependent upon the income from a given group of businesses, I would rather pick three businesses from those we own than own a diversified group of 50. On a personal portfolio basis, you know, I own one stock, you know, but it's a business I know, and it leaves me very comfortable. So, you know, do I need to own 28 stocks in order to, you know, have proper diversification? You know, it'd be nonsense. And within Berkshire, I could pick out three of our businesses, and I would be very happy if they were the only businesses we owned and I had all my money in Berkshire. Now, I love it, the fact that we can find more than that and that we keep adding to it. But three wonderful businesses is more than you need in this life to do very well.
Well, in my lifetime, since 1930, real GDP per capita in the United States has gone up 6 for 1. Think of that, 6 for 1 in one person's lifetime. We have not lost the secret sauce. So that's the kind of future I see ahead too. And if that's the future, you want to own businesses that are going to participate in that future. And we've done that for decades now at Berkshire Hathaway, and we'll continue to do it. I was taught to buy very cheap stocks, so I'd look at the numbers, and I ended up buying what I call cigar butts. They were stocks that were so cheap, they were like finding a cigar butt. It might look kind of soggy and unpleasant, but it had one free puff left in it. And so, but the problem with that, of course, is you take the free puff and then you have to go around looking for another cigar butt. Finally, I had a partner that straightened me out and told me that it was much better, as Buttar quoted, to buy really wonderful businesses at a fair price instead of looking around for these things that had one puff left in them. And if you're looking for a wonderful business, it was hard to beat Coca-Cola.
I read your annual letter and I think, oh, it's really easy to invest. And then I walk away and realize it's not that easy.
It's not easy psychologically for many people. But I've been teaching since I was 21. And some of them get it and some of them don't. People would rather gamble. I mean, the idea that you can double your money in 6 months, that's just going to, it's why people go to the races, why they go to Vegas, you know, whatever it may be. They even know the odds are against them, and they still do it. I mean, it's a strong instinct to want to get rich fast, and I don't know how to do it.
You've always, always taken the position that really you only don't want to make speeches except to business students and to kids.
Just the students, yeah.
What's the idea?
The idea is that they listen, and you may change some lives. I mean, the things I heard when I was 20 from somebody I wanted to listen to, changed my behavior in ways. And the people I listen to at age 74, you know, I want to be entertained and all that, you know, but I'm not going to change anything. So if I talk to a bunch of 50 or 60 year olds, basically they want to be entertained and they want predictions. But if I talk to 20-year-olds or 25-year-olds, they ask me the questions, it's what's on their mind, and they really get to what's on their mind, and they listen, and you can see it in their faces, and then they write me afterwards, and so it changes some lives. The biggest thing we talk about, and I know it resonates with them, because a lot of them are thinking they ought to go into this line or that line because they'll look good on their resume or they get a little more experience. I tell them, if you wait till you're 80 to do something you like, I say that's like saving up sex for your old age. I mean, you want to have a passion for what you're doing. Why go through life, you know, waiting for the big moment when you're 82? Yeah, right. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I get to do what I like to do every single day of the year. And I get to do it with people I like. The only thing in my job I don't like, and this only happens about every 3 or 4 years, occasionally I have to fire somebody, and I don't like, that's the only thing. Other than I tap dance to work, and I get down there, and I think I'm supposed to lie on my back and paint the ceiling, you know, or something like Michelangelo. I mean, that's the way I feel, and it doesn't diminish. It's tremendous fun.
It's the nature of life that, as the old Germans say, you're too soon old and too late smart. Anybody that helps you get smarter a little earlier enormously improves your life. And all we do is prove these simple old adages like that German saying. Warren got me smarter in some ways a little earlier, and that helped me.